This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two German grocery chains have their eye on a bigger chunk of the American market. Aldi, which has been here since the late 1970s, wants to have 2,500 stores operating in the next 5 years. That's up from 1,700 or so today. Meanwhile, Lidl is going to open its first U.S. store later this week on the East Coast. The hallmark of both chains? Limited selection at steep discounts. A big growth area in grocery right now. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
If you've lived in the Midwest, where Aldi U.S. started, you might be familiar with it already, especially from its old commercials.
Aldi, the stock-up store.
Still, Deanna Sheehan with Kantar Retail says to many people, Aldi may seem like it's coming out of nowhere.
And yet they've been here for over 30 years, earning their way into the space.
Sheehan says Aldi's prices tend to run around 30% below traditional grocery stores. She thinks Lidl, which is entering the U.S. market this week, might price as much as 50% below others to start out. Sheehan says these chains are driving behemoths like Walmart in particular to lower their grocery prices.
I think that Aldi has been giving them a run for their money, particularly in the Southeast. And as they see what Lidl does in Europe, they're realizing they want to be proactive instead of defensive.
Lidl's 10,000 stores in Europe make it a huge player in grocery there. Aldi and Lidl both save money on labor by doing things like having shoppers bag their own groceries. And their limited product selection of mostly in-house brands gives them more pricing power with their suppliers. That's according to Jim Hertel at Inmar's Willard Bishop Analytics. Hertel says there are trade-offs for shoppers. Compare 2,000 unique items at Aldi versus 50,000 at a traditional chain. But
if the price is attractive enough, you'll find it easy as a consumer to forego a national brand, especially when the quality of the product is what you expect.
Lidl's entry into the U.S. market will make it a competitor to Aldi and chains like Trader Joe's. But Hertel says the format, fewer products, mostly private label, still has room to grow. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.